Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great godfather of soul, the amazing, immortal James Brown. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not immortal yet. Working on it. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out and find out more about my book, more about the age of the customer. How about that? And you can find out more about the age of the seller, which is going away. Are you still practicing age of the seller behaviors and practices? So you need to find out more about that, and I hope you'll check that out and see what you think. Denise Lee Yan is our guest. She's our new friend. Soon to not be a new friend. We're going to get her back again. She's got a lot more to teach us. The author of the new book, What Great Brands Do. We're talking about the 7 brand building principles she's uncovered. And Denise, thanks again for hanging out with us. And it's whatgreatbrandsdo.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. You got it.
And also, the book's available wherever books are sold. You gave us an example of one of those 7 brand building principles in the last segment. Another one is that great brands avoid selling products. Tell us about that.
I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the fact is there is a transaction where something is sold and something is bought. But the point I wanted to make is from the research I did on great brands, what I discovered is that they, instead of pushing products and product features and product offerings, they really attract people to their brand by seeking an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
They know that people make decisions about their products, about their purchases, based on how those products make them feel. And so they make an emotional appeal to attract people.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's no question about it, because in this day and time, Denise, we all know, you know, when I was a kid, way before you were born, people never... They always, when they thought about buying something of any size at all, or a sofa or a car or a house or something, they always worried that they were going to get the value. They worried that they might miss the best value, that they'd buy something and somebody else would show up and say, yeah, I got that cheaper. Guess what? People don't worry about that today, do they? They know that they can find the best price out there at 29 different places, right? So the product that you're selling, everything is a commodity these days, isn't it? There's more to the relationship, starts well above that competitive level these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, in this day and age of, you know, nearly perfect, ubiquitous information, selling a product is only going to get you so far, because mm-hmm. people have all that information available to them. You need to stand for something bigger, higher, more meaningful, and really make a different kind of connection with people.
Well, see, I believe, Denise, and this is what I've been talking about for a while now, I believe that people are making a decision about and ruling you in or out before they ever find out if your product is competitive or not. They're making it at a higher level, at what I call the relevance level. What do you think?
Now, I think that makes a lot of sense. I'd love to hear more about that.
Ignore trends. You say that great brands ignore trends. Now, that's completely, does not sound like big companies at all. You would think, I'm imagining them up there like the president, any president of the United States watching their daily tracking polls.
Well, and you know that that's not a great way to govern.
No,
right?
It's not.
and that's not a great way to lead either. You know, great brands don't follow trends, because following trends is following. And I think
mm-hmm.
great brands lead.
Ah,
you know, they don't.
I like that.
They don't. You know, sit back and kind of look at what's going on out there that everyone else is doing, and try to copy.
So you're
that.
Saying, yeah. You're saying great brands don't look around and see what the competition is doing. Great brands look around and see where their customers are going.
Yes, you know, I always say that. You know, great brands don't look sideways, meaning they're aware of what their competitors do, but they're not mm-hmm. caught up in what's going on, you know, next to them with their competition. They're looking forward. They're really trying to identify ideas out there on the horizon that have relevance to what they stand for or how they're positioned, and then they look for ways that they can advance that idea and make that trend their own so that mm-hmm. other people are following them as opposed to them following other people.
There's three or four left. What's one of the of your trends that you'd like to wrap up our visit with today that's left?
Great brands sweat the small stuff. I think this is particularly important for small businesses because, you know, great brands know that every detail in the customer experience matters. As we talked about, you know, everything that you do for someone is going to make an impression. And so you need to design your customer experiences down to the last detail to express your brand and to make a real impact on customers. Oftentimes, you know, with small businesses being, you know, with resources constrained, they take shortcuts or they don't pay attention to every detail. And I think that customers, you know, notice the shortfalls. They notice the things.
And nobody does that better than a small business. Or let me rephrase that. Nobody has a better opportunity to do that than a small business does, do they?
I think you're right, Jim.
Well, you know, the last mile of any business is where the customer, where you touch the customer. And nobody's closer to that last mile than a small business, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and the little details can make such a big impact,
yeah.
to make your brand memorable and different, and that's really what you want, right?
And it's a huge part of a small business brand. All right, whatgreatbrandsdo.com is the website. That's also the book. Denise Lee Yan is the author. Denise, good job today. Come back soon.
I hope so. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Enjoyed it. Good job. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.